and welcome to another episode of the Black and White Thinking Podcast. You are joined by your hosts, Trick and G.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right.
Just all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Going to see Bob Marley later?
We are. One love.
One love. To
Oh, ridiculous. So yeah, if you don't watch our movie reviews, that'll definitely be reviewed. And we'll do that on ASAP.
Watched a good one last night, didn't we?
Did we watch a good one last night? I'm freaking scarred. I can't tell if my mood's also to do with that. It's ridiculous.
Anyway.
What's... You never ask me how I am. I'm literally sat here like, I just give him a second. Maybe he'll get the hint. Absolutely not. Thanks for asking. I'm all right, thanks.
Oh, that's good.
Not the best of moods. But I'm all right, thanks.
Well, all right was an accurate summation then, wasn't it?
Was it? All right. Yeah, but all right normally means I'm okay. Not the best, but just okay. Whereas, I don't know if that's how I'd categorise how I currently feel. I don't know how I would categorise how I currently feel.
Top of the world.
Definitely not. But right, what's our... Oh, for anyone that's new here, the format is...
Why don't you explain it for a change?
Because I'm the one that hosts it, and I do most of the talking.
You're the host?
You said! So, our agreement when we first started this was that I'd be the one that leads this, aka
yeah,
the host.
We're both the host.
Yeah, but I always start it off and do the majority of the talking.
You see me as your co-host, don't you? Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, go on.
The format is we pick a topic and hash it out and pick a side, or... decide for or against, then you can't sit in the fence.
Yep.
Hence, black and white thinking.
Exactly.
And you're also a black, and I'm also a white.
A what? All right, what's today's topic?
Irish food versus Zambian food.
Brilliant. Okay.
To summarize, Irish food is brown stuff with potatoes. Zambian food is anything with tomato and onion. From caterpillars to mushrooms.
That's so true. That's such a good summary. Because I was thinking, how the hell are you going to summarize Irish food? And it is brown stuff with potatoes.
Well, it's usually some sort of meat / protein thing with potatoes.
Yeah, that's very true. That's funny. Okay, well, then look, I know you've said Zambian food is
mostly
stuff with tomato and onion.
And nshima.
And nshima, yeah. So for those of you that don't know, nshima is made from maize meal, cornmeal. It's ground up, and we basically start it off, it's like a powder. So we describe it, whenever you're describing it to people that aren't from Zambia / aren't from Africa and haven't seen anything like that, you go, it's kind of like mash, but you eat it with your hands. That's the easiest way to describe it to people.
It's more like a hard polenta.
Yeah, I didn't really eat polenta growing up. But polenta and nshima are the same family.
Although one's yellow. Polenta's yellow.
Yeah, but if you keep adding polenta, it turns into nshima.
Yeah. So I was right.
I know, but who's going to know what polenta is as well?
Most people nowadays would know what it is.
Do they? I wouldn't really...
And it's more like that than it is mashed potato.
Yeah, it is. You're right, it's more like that, but I just think generally...
And mashed potato has way more flavour.
Yeah, mashed potato has... I said it's like mashed potato, but you eat it with your hands. So it's not in terms of flavour.
You can eat mashed potato with your hands.
But who do you see eating mashed potato with their hands?
I know, but you can.
But you can eat everything with your hand.
Babies.
They eat everything with their hands. But yeah, so it's... Yeah, boil it up in a pan
and then
with some hot water.
Put the lid on and walk away until you smell burning.
No, not till you smell burning for about 10 minutes, depending on how big your pot is.
Although,
and then you add the powdered and you keep putting it through until it becomes like a harder texture.
I've at present asked 4 different Zambians for timings and measurements, and so far I'm 0 for 4.
I've told you it's about 10 minutes.
But it's not.
But it is. If it's for 4 people, you're looking at about 10 minutes. The only reason that time it wasn't 10 minutes with my mum and dad was because they were using Zambian maize meal. and that isn't as refined, something like that. So it takes longer to cook. So if anything, I've been the closest to telling you. Although saying that, my mum gave us beans the other day. So one of the things that we, so we always, in Zambia, you have nshima, which is your carb. You've got some kind of protein, which will be a meat, fish, whatever.
Or beans.
Or beans, I guess. But I mean, it's in like in a meat way. And then you have a veg. So beans, you have greens that you cut up and you do with tomato and onion or mushrooms. But again, like the meat element, I guess.
But I imagine everyday food for most people is beans, rice, or beans, nshima, and veg.
I guess so. I've seen beans more in the UK as I've grown up because that ends up being like a thing that you crave. Whereas in Zambia, it'd actually be interesting to see if we said to someone, right, you're having nshima, what you're having it with, what they'd say. Because I think the staple there a lot of the times would be, depending on the season as well, pumpkin leaves, dried or fresh, and they're my favourites. But again, the pumpkin leaves, so our mushrooms or the pumpkin leaves, you can either have them with tomato and onion or you do it with grounded nuts. And
which make it really creamy.
Yeah. But that's the type of stuff that I grew up eating. So I guess, I guess beans is quite a staple, but it'd be interesting to see what it's like when we try the Zambian beans versus the stuff that we'd buy here.
We've had the Zambian beans. We've had beans from Zambia.
Oh, yeah, we have. No, well, I guess I mean more this time because we've recently had beans. So, like, the other day, Mum gave us beans because G loves beans and the veg. So Mum sent him some beans and, you ended up leaving me. Like, for someone that wants to learn how to make the stuff, you were like, see ya.
Yeah, but I think, did I not leave you to it because my back was sore or something?
No, I think you're all right. I think you just weren't that fussed and I didn't really care.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's like, that was a very easy meal to have because if the beans have already been partially cooked, it's just finishing them off with tomato and onion. Surprise, surprise. And then the veg, apart from cutting it, I didn't cut it as fine as Mum would do it. I chose the wrong knife. It wasn't happening. So a bit bigger. And then I made it with some chicken that I put. It was grilled and baked. And that was nice. That's already making my mouth water. Versus Irish food. I've had Irish stew.
Rotten.
I liked Irish stew.
It's like dog food.
I know you say it's like dog. It depends who makes it. So I've only ever had... have I tried it twice? I think I've tried it from two different people. One was my ex's mum and she made a good Irish stew.
Even the texture of it makes me feel a bit queasy.
But I think I liked the way that she did it, except they used to laugh at me because I then used to have it with mayonnaise. But I was having potatoes. So the potatoes go with mayonnaise. But other than that, what else is Irish?
I suppose we have a good tradition of baking stuff, like breads and... Mm. Like soda bread and wheaten bread.
You're a bread lover.
Potato bread.
When's the last time I even had wheaten bread? Couldn't tell you.
Don't know.
Soda bread recently.
Although, one of the things I love and do often crave is the vegetable soup with all the pearl barley and carrots and...
Oh, is that the one your grandma used to make?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't really make it the same. Because I think my mum maybe learned to make it from her.
Mm.
And she probably didn't tell her exactly how to do it.
Yeah.
And then my mum showed me and maybe didn't tell me exactly how to do it. But my granny used to put like a shin bone in hers, which made it so nice. Although I was horrified to see a big bone floating about in it when I was a kid.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But I guess like stew and like we do like meat really well here.
Mm.
Like, although I don't like it, like we do really good beef. I really
yeah,
like
the beef
really
is
good pork.
So good.
Great sausages, great bacon.
Although I love Cumberland, and that's an English thing. So on the sausage part, can't say I completely agree. Because even when we buy like Cumberland to here, the Tesco one is tried that twice now, thinking the first
pepper.
Time was a fluke. Yeah, and too much pepper. It's just that wasn't great. My dad loves the sausages. But yeah, the pork is good, to be fair.
I guess the meat, Jen, like food here would be meat with potatoes and maybe carrots or peas or both.
And just boiled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've really not had much Irish food.
We do get chicken. I mean, like I said, we grow meat pretty well here, but
Yeah.
it's what is done with it that doesn't really appeal to me, which is why when I was a kid, I didn't really eat much other than like highly processed stuff. Because I didn't like that real, like savory, like meaty brown
Yeah.
sauce. So whenever I discovered like curries and rice and I guess even Italian food and started to cook myself, like Irish cuisine or traditional Irish stuff would be the last thing I would look for.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I feel like on the flip side of that, in Zambia, you've got everything you're talking about in terms of rearing animals, but then you also have.
Village chickens, which haven't been sold to me too well.
Oh, I love a village chicken. Like, I
Because you
absolutely
like to
crave it.
have a good old chew on whatever you're eating.
But it's a different, yes, it's a different texture, but it's a different flavor as well. Like its own, it's, you know, like when people are eating, is it quail?
Yeah.
Like there's just,
Or
there's
like,
a,
yeah.
yeah, like there's a, it's chickeny, but there's a slight difference to it. And the way it's cooked as well, because it's boiled, that also brings out, it's not like you're just munching on a drumstick, but I think in general, everything down to the fruits that you'd find just growing on trees. Dad just came back from Zambia and brought sugarcane, which I was munching on. Great.
Yeah.
You've not tried it.
Med,
You've not
you
tried
might
the one
say.
that dad. You've not tried the one that dad brought.
I saw you munching on it and it just didn't appeal to me.
Because it's effort, but it's effort that's worth it.
It's not.
And that one's not even the sweetest one. I'll peel it and put it into chunks for you to try. Make it easier for you. I was doing it the proper way. That's what I mean. The way that I was doing it is the way that I grew up, that you would get up and, I don't know, crave it. We had a guava tree, sugar canes, mango tree, and you'd just go and pick something up that dropped on the floor, or you'd go and take it from a tree and you'd be eating that fresh. So I guess on that side of it, that's where I struggle when it also comes to more westernized foods, because the stuff that's imported is just not
No,
the
it's
same,
terrible.
and you also can't grow anything like that here. So then really all I'm left with is potatoes, which you can grow in Zambia. I do like the vegetables that are grown here, can't lie. I think there's a distinct smell and flavor for the stuff that's fresh here. Like even down to, I think when we might have been talking about this at Unks the other day, Tesco changing the layout. When I walked past the carrots, when I used to work for a food brand, and I'd go to to the farms and see how they were doing everything here. That's the one thing that I really rate about how stuff is produced and sold locally, grown locally. The smell's incredible. But apart from that, and the beef, like McKee's Butchers, the farm shop, I could walk in there and buy a mixture of their stuff all the time. Like, it's just so good. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but it's then in the preparation of it that like not much is done with it.
Yeah.
You know, you're like the most spice you might get in a traditional Irish meal is black pepper, which
Yeah.
albeit is very exotic.
Is it?
Well, no, it is because it comes from the tropics, and like wars were fought over black pepper and access to them.
But is it still exotic? Because
Well,
it's
I
just a
mean, li
staple,
but
isn't it?
literally, it is an exotic spice.
Okay, I'll
But as you also say, it's become kind of, I guess, not thought of as such because you just have it all day, every day.
Yeah.
But that's about it. And I mean, all the Zambian stuff I've tried so far, apart from that weird purpley stuff,
Oh, Chikanda.
it's like a sponge.
Yeah, I don't like Chikanda at all. Yeah,
And the
that's
aubergines, I wasn't a fan of.
even the thought of it. Aubergines, what would the. Oh, Impwa.
The wee
No.
white and purpley ones.
Yeah, that's Impwa. So, what is it you didn't like about that, or
It's
both of
the
them?
texture. Well, I didn't even really eat the purple, weird purpley thing. Because it touched it with my tongue. And it's like the texture. Oh, and okra.
And I was waiting for okra.
Although I did have okra done in Indian, like a fried, spiced way, which was delicious. But the kind of boiled, slimy way.
The bemboy.
Was absolutely gross.
Yeah, you do. It's
the texture.
Yeah,
it's the texture. Like snot.
I can only eat okra with a bit of ketchup. Again, beans. I love beans with ketchup. Without ketchup, doesn't do it for me. So I kind of get where you're coming from. But also, like, impoir, for me, it's... I don't mind the texture. It's the bitterness. To me, there isn't just a flavour that I could go, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because the big purpley ones you get here, like the one you'd know as an aubergine, they've sort of bred the bitterness out of those. Because when I was younger, every recipe that had them in, you had to salt it for half an hour, and then it drew out the whatever liquid and got rid of some of the bitterness.
Oh, I didn't know.
But you don't need to do that now. But they were kind of bitter and a weird texture. Like, I don't really like aubergine if it's in big chunks anyway. Like, I like the flavor of it, but the texture of that was weird. I think there's definitely a thing in Zambian cuisine about textures. Because, like I said, until I met you, I didn't know there were crunchy bits on a chicken.
No,
sitting around for dinner
efficient.
One day and all four of you start, like, crunching on chicken.
More efficient. It's like, I have always found it wild sitting and watching people eat anything on a bone. Because you go in, look at how much meat you're wasting. Like,
but that little crunchy bit isn't meat. That's cartilage.
But the bit of cartilage has some chicken on it as well. There's flavour on it.
Yeah, but you eat the cartilage.
But there's flavour on it. And it's very soft cartilage. There are different types of cartilage.
Whereas if I have chicken and there's even any hint of a chewy bit, it makes me want to stop eating the whole thing.
Which I find absolutely crazy. But
I suppose that part of that is me having a weird thing about textures. Because like when I was younger, if I was eating sausages and there was a wee bit of gristle or something,
really?
I had to not eat. I couldn't eat anymore.
That's wild. Okay, that makes sense. That's interesting. But I guess, I completely get as well, because that, the texture. And
is that
the
purpley
the
thing?
Purpley stuff, yeah. But that...
What's that made from?
Great question. I actually don't know. Let me Google it whilst you carry on talking about Zambian cuisine.
Also, another thing I've come to realise about Zambians is they seem to be impatient in that they'll plant various vegetables and then not wait for the vegetable to fruit. They'll just eat the leaves.
But I also think, like...
I think we've had...
Pumpkin leaves.
Pumpkin, but the leaves. We've had the leaves of beans.
Yeah.
Which were delicious. We've had... sweet potato. Do you eat the leaves of sweet potato?
Yeah.
So I think I've had that too.
Yeah.
But although the main green is like a... It's a bit like chard that you would get here, which I think it maybe is the same family. And it's delicious. Really nutritious.
But I actually think it's because Dad mentioned something yesterday about the weather in Zambia and the fact it's supposed to be rainy season and it's not been raining. So I also think part of it is, depending on what the weather was like and droughts, you're also talking about a developing country. And if you were in a village, you were going to make the most of every part of the plant, basically. So is it just that maybe people didn't really do much with the pumpkin itself, or maybe because I also sometimes think it might be a tribal thing, because you're surrounded by Bembers, you only see the way that Bembers do things, whereas there are Tongas, there are so many other tribes that maybe do similar stuff but slightly differently. But the universal thing is the tomato and onion, like that I can completely agree with. So maybe part of it is what people used to be able to get from the crop, and maybe part of it is just that some tribes might just prefer a particular flavor, a particular texture, a particular way of doing things. So that could also be it. But it says, right, Chikanda is a Zambian dish made from the boiled root tubers of terrestrial orchids.
That's mad.
Yeah, that's wild. The dish is often called African polony because it has a texture that resembles bologna. It can be eaten as a snack, dessert, or accompanied to Enshima, a maize flour porridge. I didn't know that last part, but I've just never liked it since I was a kid. I don't think I've ever tried it once and gone, oh, that's all right.
It's very weird.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Does it taste of much? It doesn't seem to taste of much.
It does. It's the taste is horrible.
Oh.
Oh, it, so you didn't even really taste it?
No, the texture was enough to put me off.
I'm breathing. I feel like I can taste it, but I don't even know how to explain it. It's a very strong, not even just bitter. It's a strong, savoury taste and mixed with the texture. Just a complete no from me.
There's a fair bit of fish, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, I know from your family anyway that you all like fish. Do we dried fish pretty common?
Yeah, but I think since we started dating, I think the last time Mum and Dad did dried fish was when they were moving out of the hamlet. So this would have been around the time that me and you met. Because trust me, if they were boiling the fish, you'd be talking about that now. That smell is wild. But again, that's another thing that I love. When it's boiled, there's a type of dried fish that you can just kind of munch on because it's dried without it being cooked. But you can fry it and it's nice. It's not an onion. Or it can be boiled. And I like to do the gravy with a bit of ketchup. And just that combination.
What's
again.
Gravy?
So if you boil it,
it'll have its
own gravy.
Like the way the beans have their own gravy.
Yeah. And that one I do.
Absolutely gross.
I know, but you don't like fish. Whereas I love fish. So you've seen Kapenda.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
They've never had it here. They've never made it in their new house.
That's so surprising. I'll have to show you what it looks like. So basically, for those of you that don't know, Kapenda, it's small, little fish.
Well, yeah, I mean,
like sardines and dried.
Yeah, no. I would never even try that. I don't like fish at all.
You don't like fish, but that one doesn't really taste fishy.
Oh, it will taste the fish.
No, but it doesn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you had dried fish.
And you eat the whole thing, head, bones.
Oh, you eat the whole thing, yeah.
Crunchy.
Because it's so, is it crunchy? I guess it depends on how it's cooked again. If it's fried, it's going to be crunchy because it's fried.
Mm.
If it's, yeah, but that's like, you can have potatoes in different ways.
No, but a little crunchy fish.
Because it's fried. But if it's boiled, then it'll be softer. But there, again, there are different variations of Kapenda as well. And like the bigger the fish gets, it turns into something else. And again, there's like a slightly bigger version. Because I don't really like Kapenda. There's something about it. It's got its own particular taste.
Is it a freshwater fish?
Couldn't tell you.
From a river?
Couldn't tell you.
Because apparently river fish have like a muddy sort of flavour to them sometimes.
Oh, maybe that might be it. But
like carp has apparently got a weird, like it tastes like it lives in the bottom of a river.
I don't think I've ever had a fish and thought that. I'll have to try that out.
But you mostly eat sea fish here.
Yeah, but things like tilapia, obviously the bigger it gets is like, there's so many ways that, I think that's what I also like about Zambian food. There are so many ways of having one food.
Mm.
Boiled, fried, but
yeah, that's the preparation, but really most of the dishes are a thing with tomato and onion.
All right, then the preparation, there are different ways to prepare it.
But that applies to every food. Zambian cuisine,
I think we're good at,
that I have seen, is things with tomato and onion.
But you couldn't, like you said yourself, you couldn't just look at someone making something and try it. There's clearly a skill to...
Yeah, there's technique involved.
But in that technique, me cooking beans and you cooking beans, me cooking veg and you cooking veg, two completely different meals come out.
Well, I'm not even allowed to chop them anymore in your folks' house that at once. I was like, no.
Oh, as soon as I saw you. That nearly gave me a heart attack.
But some of the stuff is amazing. Like the mushrooms or the groundnuts, delicious. And
you've not even had the Zambian mushrooms or the groundnuts. You've had chestnut mushrooms with the groundnuts. And if you think that's delicious, again, oh.
And the pumpkin leaves with the groundnuts.
Yeah.
Amazing. Especially with a bit of chili.
Yeah, but you weren't a big fan of fresh pumpkin leaves, were you?
I think I preferred the dried ones.
Mm. Oh,
but the dried, I mean, the fresh ones are still lovely, but I think I prefer the dried ones.
Yeah. If we didn't have to choose between Irish food and Zambian food, I would say the mix of my favorite, if I had to choose a death row meal, my death row meal would be a tomahawk steak from here. Oh, but in Zambia, we've got T-bone. Tomahawk and T-bone. T-bone
anywhere.
I know, but you don't really commonly find T-bone here the way that you would in Zambia. The way that we buy sirloin is the way that you buy T-bone.
Yeah, but go to a good butcher and tell them you want some T-bone. They'll get you. Like, you
but
can,
that's what I mean. That's effort. Whereas in Zambia, really it's just a... No matter where you go...
5 minutes away from us, but on foot.
I know, but you also have to go to the butcher's, not a normal shop, and ask them for T-bone.
But arguably, you're better to go to a butcher anyway than to go to a supermarket to get meat if you want to eat meat.
Yeah, you're right. You're right on that. But what I'm saying is, in terms of ease, I would go with a T-bone steak from Zambia or a tomahawk from here. Because tomahawk, again, here, it's not like I could just walk into the shop and there's a tomahawk. I would go to the butcher's for that. I would then have pumpkin leaves. What would I have, fresh or the... I think I'd have fresh pumpkin leaves. And maybe Nshima would be my final. Or would I like some kind of potato? Because if you have pumpkin leaves with ground nuts, it needs to be with Nshima. I don't think that taste and texture goes with anything else. I couldn't do that with rice, for example, or pasta. Whereas beans and pasta I could do. Beans and rice I can do. Beans and pasta is a bit of a push, but... Yeah.
Well, there is a traditional Italian thing that's pasta and beans.
Oh, is it? Never tried that. I do like it, but yeah. I think, yeah, if I had to choose, it would be a mixture of stuff from there and from here. Like the green veg, there's a type of it called rep. When it's said in an African accent, it sounds like a very, like a wrong word.
Cool.
No. But that, rep. Like those, that was close. Those veg are nice. Yeah. Okay, so if you had to choose a final meal, would you go Zambian, Irish, a mix of both? And what would it be?
I mean, I would be happy with Nshima beans and greens.
Yeah, you love Nshima beans and greens, you. That was actually, I forgot, I never posted it. There was a day you came downstairs and you were like, I'm really craving Nshima. It's like, so am I. So we made Nshima beans. I got greens from outside.
You did burn the Nshima, though.
Excuse you.
You burnt it.
It wasn't burnt.
You burnt it.
It was not burnt.
But you burnt it.
I don't remember it being burnt.
I remember it being burnt.
Oh, dear.
And in the pan after, there was like a black coating of Nshima in the pan.
Or the chikwangwa is what it's called to the bottom.
Wash it.
Yeah, but that's... But you've also seen when we do it at Mum and Dad's, that's not it burnt. That depends on the pot that you're using as well.
Yeah.
So there's also a level of, this is still okay, but to another person it would look burnt, versus when you can actually, like when you open the pan, you can smell it's burnt, you can taste it in it as well. You're not telling me you could taste it.
Maybe a little.
Wild. So, all right, next time cook it yourself.
No.
Maybe a little.
It's too much of a faff.
Too much of a faff, but you like eating it, so you're going to have to learn it.
It's intense.
Especially for, like, if we have kids, porridge would be the first thing that they have, and then Nshima. So you definitely have to learn. Actually, I've never made you porridge. That's something I'll have to put on the list. We'll have to get some cream.
Porridge with Nshima?
It's a maize meal porridge.
So, yeah.
But you put in butter, sugar... And I like to do it with milk and cream.
Yeah, I think they do that at loads of places, don't they? Make cornmeal porridge. Because sure, it's in one of the Bob Marley songs as well. They do a rice porridge in parts of Asia. Maybe Japan, possibly China.
Like rice pudding?
No. I can't remember the name of it now, but it's like porridge made with rice. So it has ends up the texture of porridge.
What?
Which would be interesting to try.
That'd be interesting. Oh, I would try that. That's crazy.
But I never liked any of the traditional stuff. Like, my mum used to make stew a lot, and like the only, we'll grow really good veg and do make really good meat products here, but I'm not a massive meat eater. Like, I could happily go without meat.
Yeah, if it wasn't for us.
Maybe not Like, whenever I was vegan, the whole time, the only meat that I craved was sausages.
Oh, you've had the you fill of sausages.
But, like, if I had to not have it again, fine. And I do crave that vegetable soup because it is delicious and like it's really filling. And I could eat a bowl of that with a whole loaf of wheaten bread and half done.
Crazy.
Like when I was younger, if it was my choice what to have for dinner, it was that soup or my mum's lentil soup
As
and
if.
wheaten bread, which I absolutely loved.
Wild.
But I think, like it, as is our want, if it was to choose between get rid of one and keep the other, I would just get rid of Irish food.
Yeah, me
Because
too.
there's no chili in it either.
That's crazy. That is true, actually. Yeah, because I feel like I liked my ex's mum's because she actually, like, I remember, oh my God, this sounds so bad, but I remember her opening a cupboard and being like, oh my God, she's got spices in there.
I mean, I brought more spices here than you had.
Yeah, but you like cooking Indian
You
food
had
as
little
well.
bags of mystery stuff that
But Dad used to put
could be
stuff in.
anything.
Yeah, whereas I used to eat the same types of, if I was cooking on my own, I'd eat the same types of food, so I'd use the same spices.
Or
Whereas
you wouldn't
you.
use any spices and just buy a wee thing of ribs.
No, if I was having a girl dinner, I would have toast or just go and buy barbecue ribs, Cookstown ones. Spot on. Again, local ribs.
Gross.
I love that. But yeah, whereas like I think that's also a thing with Zambian cooking. Every family has like a certain way of doing things.
Even within families.
Yeah, that's true because
Sometimes one person's method is clearly not the way the other person would do it.
yeah.
And said person might then happen to take over sometimes.
Yeah, that happens in our house all the time, doesn't it?
Yep.
But that's why I'd always be like,
Like the time
if
I
you're asking
got
me to cook, leave me alone.
a three-pronged cookery lesson
Yeah.
and three different methods where I'm trying to do one thing.
But I guess it's also on the fact that we all like our food in slightly different ways. So, for
Yeah.
example, I like mine sheema, so it's malleable. Like, I still eat like I'm a child, and I'll break it up and leave it to cool down because I don't like food for me is an experience.
But saying that, it's better to just eat it with a spoon or a fork, because then you get more.
No, it's not
It
better.
is 100%
I
better,
find it crazy
and there's
when
no
you're. Yeah,
mess. I've
but that mess is just.
tried it
You use one
once and
hand.
just ended up
Yeah, but that's what
with a
happens.
film of it on my hand,
But
and I didn't like that.
you like it the way that Dad likes it, so it's not it's even softer, so more of it sticks on your hand.
You can scoop it with a spoon, and then it creates like a little spoon, and then you get the beans on.
Whereas the way we were brought up, you get a bit in your hand, you make it into a ball, you dip your thumb into it, and then you scoop everything into it, and it all comes
Yeah,
together.
it's the same with like Indian food, you know, the way that they'll eat on some occasions with their hands, and they do the same with the rice and stuff.
Yeah.
I just think a spoon is better.
I know,
I'm
but
quite
that's.
a greedy eater as well, so I like to get as much in my face as possible at once.
Whereas I like to take my time and enjoy each bite, and that's why I'm a slow eater. So for me, that works perfectly. And I hate it when it's so, like, mum and dad love it so hot and then warm the plates. Like, that's why mum loves you. Because straight away you were a plate warmer, and she was like, what? Not only are you a man, you cook and you warm your plates.
What was
And
my
she's
granny's doing?
crazy. Oh, but you didn't say what, so you'd get rid of Irish food, but what would be a fact, like, your last meal if you could choose something? Would it be a mix of both or just one? Your rice, beans, and sorry,
Well,
Nshima beans and thing.
I suppose the Nshima and the rice or and the beans and greens is giving you the same as the vegetable soup. Because you've got a grain, you've got veg, and you've got carbs.
Yeah.
I mean,
With very little spices as well. So you also
well,
like
I
the
always add
flavor of
chili.
beans. I know you always add chili, but you also like you.
Don't need to add salt.
You say you don't need to add salt, but salt is added in different variations.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't need to add salt,
Oh, once you're on the table, definitely
especially
not.
whenever either of your parents is cooking.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look away when your mum adds salt.
So you should. You were saying it to me the other day, and literally, that was still me adding less than they normally would. But I've seen your salt tolerance go up. Mine's still quite low.
And I also don't think it's a coincidence there that high blood pressure is a issue in African peoples.
Yeah, that's true. But I think there's more to it than just that. But yeah,
Oh yeah, it's
salt is
fried
definitely
stuff
a
and propensity for more Western foods nowadays too and that. But like when you look at the traditional, like one day we looked in, because I'm always curious as to how things come about and why people eat certain things. So like the leafy greens, there's so much nutritious stuff in them, like from iron, different vitamins that you don't get normally. The Enshima, it's high in carbs, there's some good fat in it. The beans are a good source of protein. When you add chili, you've got vitamin C. There's good stuff in onions and tomato, and so it's all like really nutritious. Again, traditionally people probably eat a lot more of that. They might have had meat once a week or even on payday, and then not for, because I think I remember your dad saying that like years ago, people would have had maybe chicken or maybe a bit of beef on payday, and then Enshima and beans and.
Because in our family we love eggs, and Dad says when he was growing up, because he loves eggs and Enshima with tomato and onion, but we've always loved that. Like, we are very much an egg family, but that used to be seen as, in inverted commas for those of you that are listening, poor people food. And he says, because especially when he used to train and when he was running and doing all of that, that was a great meal for him to have, because it was good carbs, high protein, not really any crappy fats or anything, because even then you could use a little bit of cooking oil and that was it. So, oh, the other thing I didn't even talk about, we even dessert. Now, I don't know the other desserts that we do, but ours are like fritters, iftumbua. I've never made them for you, and I do need to make them for you. But oh, they are elite,
Are they
absolutely.
a bit like beignets?
Yeah, so it'll be like a batter, and it's fried, but it's a sweet batter. And I know that there are people that would like maybe have different things with it, but a good one. I've got two aunties that make, one of them makes it with yeast, and I'm not a huge fan with yeast.
Well, I
If you
think I
put
would like
more,
that. I'd be more like a donut.
yeah, I think you'd enjoy that. But I think if you add enough sugar, then I do like it. Otherwise, the easy way is without yeast, and you just use, I think, self-raising flour. I've got another auntie, the one that's in America. She sent me her recipe for that, and oh my God, it is just, I don't even think I'd vanilla or anything in that. It's just the batter and sugar, deep fried.
Not a bit dry.
But it's incredible. Like, it's crispy as well. Like, if you had them, you have to have them fresh.
Like
They're
I
like
eat.
donuts. You can't have them after like a day and a bit.
There's a South African donut called Cook Sisters,
Right.
which I've made before, and I can't remember if it was yeasted or not, but similar thing, like a batter that weirdly you platted it
Oh,
and
that's
then
interesting.
deep fried it, but you made this like syrup with cinnamon and nutmeg, maybe different spices in it, and then you put the syrup in the fridge so it was ice cold, and then you took the hot donuts from the fryer into the cold syrup, and they soaked up all the syrup.
That sounds interesting.
They were incredible. So then the syrup added like a bit of moisture to it as well, but no, they
Whereas
were really good.
if these are done right, you'll have it and you'll be like, I want 10 more. Actually, I think that would be the type of thing that you would join me
Maybe nice with a coffee, a
in,
wee espresso or something.
oh yeah, and a cup of tea. But enjoy, like, you can, oh, my mouth's watering. One of the best things I personally would ever have, and this is me as a baker as well, like, I love baking, I've tried some incredible things, but that's just such a simple, that's what I like about Zambian food as well. Simple but good food. You don't have to, like, you've put in like curry powder and done different things with beans.
Well, I made a curry. There's a one of my favorite curries is Rajma Chawal, I think it's called. It's a very traditional Indian, like red, I think made with kidney beans, but maybe red beans and a bit like the way you would make a dal. You would boil up the beans and there'd be the gravy and whatever, and then you make a tarka and put the onions and spices in at the end. And I just, because I make my own curry powder, I thought that with the way that the rose cocoa beans are cooked, it just lent itself perfectly because we've got the gravy, so you just make the tarka and then add in a bit of curry powder and.
It's such an interesting thing for me to try as well, because I've only ever had beans in one way. So to have
I loved it.
That.
Because the way that your mum cooks those beans. Yeah. Like, I tried, and I think your mum was being kind. She said it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
I know, but that doesn't mean it was good.
No, it doesn't mean it was bad.
Didn't like it. Because
you didn't like it. We all ate it.
No, I know, but again, I think you were all being kind. Because
I was happy.
I think the beans were old as well. They'd been sitting around for a long time. And I think I started with too much water. Whereas I've since learned it's better to start off with a little water. And maybe add it if you know, less.
Not even. You just filled the pot up. If you even took half of that out.
I thought you were supposed to have them covered with the water. But from what I've seen.
No, but you covered and then kept going.
Okay. But yeah, they were too watery. The gravy was terrible. It wasn't even gravy.
What was it? Just...
It was just brown water.
Watery, yeah. Okay. So, Zambian food wins on both.
Oh,
both
100%.
Ends. Great. Happy days. Zambia. Woo. Oh, right. I would like to guess that this has been... I can't see that... We've done this for at least half an hour, so yeah. So yes, we can skip the "Am I the A-hole" this week.
Thank goodness.
Your favourites. We do have an extra one backed in, to be fair. And you already decided on the next topic that we're going to do. Do we want to give that one away?
No, because it could change.
Okay, we'll leave that as a surprise then. And yeah, we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Thank you for watching, listening, commenting, liking, subscribing. And doing everything that you always do because, yeah, it helps.
One love.
See you next week. Oh no, see you in 2 weeks' time.